We're glad this evening to have our brother Mr. Andrew Stewart with us. He's from our Macrofelt Church and he's now going to give a word of personal testimony.
I'd like to thank the Lord for the opportunity given me to speak how the Lord Jesus Christ saved me and what he means to me. I'd like to read one verse that's found in Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 6. It says, "From the soul of the foot even unto the head there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment." You see, in my unconverted days, every part of me was permeated by sin. My walk, my feet, it was a sinful walk. My hands, it was a sinful deed. My lips, it was sinful lips and mouth. My mind was sinful thoughts, and my heart had a sinful motive. But I thought of another verse, and obviously I didn't come as I was standing in a barn, but I got washed, and I thought that verse in 1 Corinthians 6, and it says, "But ye are washed." And I praise God, I can say that I have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Well, as you can maybe gather, I've been born into a farming home, in a godly home. Both my parents are Christians and love the Lord and try to serve the Lord to the best of their ability. And I was taken along to every meeting in the church. I had known the gospel from my earliest days. And my earliest memory I can nearly say is, I have to say when I was a young child I professed faith in Jesus Christ. But looking back on it now I see that as it was an empty profession. Because there's one thing that didn't attend that time, and that was repentance of sin. And the Word of God says, "Except we repent, we shall all likewise perish." I wholeheartedly believe in childhood conversion, as you'll maybe find out later. But at that time, I made a profession of faith. And all the way through my life, up until I was truly born again, I rested on the date on the back of my mum's Bible. That's what I rested my soul on. A date on the back of my mum's Bible. But now, praise God, I rest my soul on the Lord Jesus Christ and what he's done. Not an empty profession, not a date at the back of the book of my mum's Bible. But anyway, I grew up and as I say, I had this cloak of a profession around me. But the Word of God says, if any man's in Christ, he's a new creature. And I was not a new creature. I loved sin. I ran to sin. I did sin willfully and all the time. That's what I was, a sinner still. But I had the cloak of religion around me. I always used to remember when I was young, I had a great fear of the Lord's return. You see, I wasn't born again. I feared the Lord coming back, or I feared the Lord calling me. I actually really feared, my mom was involved in the youth work in the church, and I really feared my mom dying and being separated from her. Because I knew I was not ready. And I give my dad many a torture of a night coming down crying, thinking, "Dad, Mum's going to die tonight. And I'm going to be separated from her." And I had a great fear. I had this strange theology in my head. I don't know what it was. That any day there'd be no clouds in the sky would be the day the Lord would return. Now I thought it maybe came from that hymn in the hymn book. There is coming a day when no heartache shall come. No more clouds in the sky. So I had this thought in my head. When there'd be no clouds, the Lord would return. And every time I stepped out on a sunny day and I seen no clouds, a fear gripped my heart. I thought the Lord would return today and I would look around the sky. And when I seen a cloud, I thought, "Not today, Lord. Not today." You see, I had a fear of dying. I was not born again. I remember growing up and I went to school and my mouth was unclean. I was a sinner. And yet I still went to church at the weekends, professing to be a Christian. I was sitting not so long ago when I was out milking the cows. I was thinking about all the sermons that I've heard in my life. And I reckon I've heard about at the least 8,000 sermons. And when I thought about this in my unconverted days, I thought, how many times has God spoken to me? Many times can I remember God striving with me as a sinner? And I can remember 3 times. In my whole unconverted times, I can remember 3 times from my youthful days of the Lord speaking to me. I remember one time was in our junior Bible class, and the man was speaking about the 10 virgins, 5 wise and 5 foolish. empty profession. There was five with an empty profession. It's no wonder that spoke to my heart, because I had an empty profession. I remember one time I was milking the cows. I was cleaning the milking parlour. And just to show you that salvation is supernatural, it's of God. When I was standing in the milking parlour, a verse came to my head, and it was, "Died Abner as a fool dieth. Died Abner as a fool dieth. Died Abner as a fool dieth." And as I was milking the cows, I couldn't get this verse out of my head. The Spirit of God put it in. I went to church that night. It was the Lord's Day. I went to church that night, and it was Reverend Thomas Martin was a visiting preacher. And that night his sermon was, "Died Abner as a fool dieth." That's the Spirit of God striving. And yet I can say, to my shame and to God's glory of his long suffering, I rejected the striving of the Spirit of God. What a dangerous thing if God would never speak to my soul again. I praise his name that he did. I remember one other time I was at a harvest meeting, and the Reverend Jeffrey Abraham, and he preached on the summer, the harvest. The summer has ended and the harvest is past and we are not saved. And the appeal was made at the end, and I was sitting beside all my friends, and I came under great conviction of sin, and the tears started to come down my face, and I knew I needed to get right with God, saved. But before the appeal was ended, I had my tears dried up, heads were lifted, and none of my friends knew that the Spirit of God was striving with me. And I went out of that meeting resisting the Spirit of God. What a foolish thing, for God says, "My Spirit shall not always strive with man." But I went into the world, I done the things that a sinner does. You see, water always finds its own level. And even though I had an empty profession, well, I was just a sinner. And I lived in the world, and I enjoyed the things of the world. For the Word of God says that there is pleasure in sin for a season. But as a prodigal son, he took all that his father gave him, and I took all that God gave me. All my time, my energy, my money, my vitality. And I wasted it. I left school and I became a joiner, a shop fitter, and I went to Dublin and lived the life of the prodigal and wasted his substance with riotous living. But even there the Lord strove with me, because I remember sitting in a shopping centre in Dublin, and as I was sitting on a workbench at 8 o'clock at night, because when you shop fit you do maybe 14 hours a day. But I remember sitting in the middle of Dublin, and as I was sitting having a bag of crisps and a mineral, that was your standard lunch, a verse of scripture rolled round in front of me off a billboard. It's a verse of scripture, and there God was striving with me in the far country. But you read the story of the prodigal, and it says that he joined himself onto a citizen of that country. And that's what this young lad did. I joined myself to a young girl of the world. And you know, I started in a relationship, and it was an ungodly relationship. But remember one night, we decided to go to Lisburn Free Presbyterian Church, and my own minister, Reverend McCrae, was giving his testimony. And that night, he testified about his uncle lying on his deathbed, slipping out into God's eternity. And as he was there, he cried, "Oh hell, hell, hell." And as I heard that, the shiver went down my back, and I knew, that's where I'm going. That's where you're going. And you need to get right with God. Well, that night, coming home in the car, the words of "Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see." It kept going round in my head. And that night, when I got home, I got to the side of my bed, and I started to confess my sin. I didn't want my sin no more. I didn't want it. I didn't want to do the things I was doing. I didn't want to speak the way I was speaking. I didn't want to listen to the things I wanted to listen to. I started to confess all my known sin to the Lord. And, you know, I did that, I have to say, for 2 weeks, maybe longer. And as yet I had still not heard God's voice. Because if you read the prodigal, he does all the speaking before the Father speaks. And all my godly music went, and everything had to go. And as yet I had still not heard God's voice. But the Word of God says that if we seek him with all our heart, that we would find him. And remember one night, the Spirit of God was striving with me, and I got attacked from the devil. I had started to read the Word of God again. Back to the Word of God. And I was in my room, and the devil was saying so clearly that there's no way you could be a Christian after all that you have done. There's no way God would have you. There's no chance. After all you've known and you sinned against it, there is no way the Lord will have you. And you know, I had known from being at prayer meetings, big long prayers and big fancy prayers. But you know, that night the Spirit of God was striving with me, and there I was, all my sin. The only way I can describe it, and I don't want you to get confused that this is the experience you need to have, because it's not an experience, it's faith alone in Christ. But there I was in the room, and there was my account of sin, and there was a holy God, and I knew I deserved to go to hell. I knew that was it. I deserved hell. And I just threw myself on God's mercy, and I cried five words, "Lord, tell me I'm yours. Tell me I'm yours." That's all I wanted to know. I didn't want to know anything else. And I was reading I started to read the Bible systematically, as I said, when I started to confess my sin. And I picked up the Word of God to read what I was to read that night. And the words of Isaiah 43 and verse 1, and this is what it says. It says, "Fear not, for I have redeemed thee, and I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine." And I tell you, that night I had tears of conviction, of deserving to go to hell. But see, when I read that voice, the tears of peace and joy flooded my soul. And I rested myself on the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, all I'd learned in Sunday school, children's meeting, see, when it went from there to there, it was such a joy and a peace that I was the sinner Christ had died for. I was the one that he had shed his blood for. And what a joy. And now, I have to say, I can't remember the date. And I'm kind of glad about that, because I'm not trusting on a date. I'm trusting on the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know that he is mine and I am his. And as I said, if anyone's in Christ, he's a new creature. The Lord has guided and led me. He's opened doors of service and opportunity. He called me into the children's work by various verses. I don't want to take up the preacher's time, but I can truly say, if anyone be in Christ, he is a new creature. I love my Lord. I love my Savior. I wish and I pray that people would come to know my Lord. I can't make you see him. I was thinking before I got up about the Queen of Sheba. And as she came to Solomon and she seen all the finery and array, she said, "The half has not been told." And you know, I remember one night when I was saved, I got to the side of my bed and I just poured out my heart to God. And I says, "Lord, why could the Reverend McRae not tell me how wonderful you are? Why could he never tell or describe to me how wonderful it is to be saved?" But you see, only the Spirit of God can do that. And I trust tonight that the Spirit of God would strive with your heart, and that you'll repent and confess your sin, and that you'll trust the Lord Jesus Christ and what he's done.